Those are good.
Synonyms for it?
Rich.
Beginning with an F?
Fertile.
Okay. And do you have a name for flat, low-lying land along a stream that might flood and then be very good otherwise?
An alluvial plain, what do you call that? A riverbed, I mean, I know.
Would you know the term bottomland?
Yeah, I would know the term. I did know the term.
Would you say it?
Bottomland.
Okay. And how about a field that's good for nothing but raising maybe grass or clover?
Call it a meadow, a field?
We were on the kind of field that only raises clover and hay and grass. Pardon?
A meadow.
Okay. And how about land with water standing in it, maybe trees and alligators?
Swamp.
All right. Do you have a name for the place where salt hay grows along the sea? Similar to a swamp, I suppose, but salt water.
It's not a marsh, is it? No.
Could be.
Could be.
Why not?
Okay.
Okay. Do you know names for different types of soil?
Topsoil. Bottom soil. Bedrock. Soil can be, it can be clay, mm-hmm. It can be the term mulch,
mm-hmm. Do you know the word?
Sandy.
Yeah. Do you know the word L-O-A-M?
Loam.
What does that mean?
Now that, I think loam is very, very rich topsoil,
mm-hmm.
Is the way I understand mm-hmm. loam.
Did you ever hear gumbo for a kind of soil?
No.
Buckshot?
No.
Muckland?
No.
Okay. If you're getting water off the marshes, you would say you're doing what?
Draining the marshes.
And what would you dig to drain the water off?
Dig a well. Oh, I see.
Long thing.
Yeah, a ditch, an irrigation ditch, or a drainage ditch, or canal.
What's the difference? Ditch and canal, is there any?
Well, let's see. I suppose a ditch to drain, a canal to irrigate.
Okay. Size any different?
No, I'm just...
If it were big enough for a boat?
That would not be a ditch, that would be a canal.
Okay. Do you have a name for a shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream, goes in and out with the tide?
No, other than a harbor or an inlet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field, maybe 10 feet deep?
A gully.
Okay. Suppose there'd been a heavy rainfall and the rain had cut just a small place in the road. What would you call that?
A rivulet.
Okay. Suppose there's no water in it, though. It's just the place washed away. Okay. All right, now, small streams, flowing water, you would call what?
Stream, creek,
is there a difference?
Rivulet.
In terms of size?
No, it's more in terms of probably the amount of water in it at the time and its setting. Stream usually is faster moving than creek, fresher water.
Mm-hmm.
And creek is more stagnant or drainage. A rivulet is even smaller still, but usually means clean or clear water.
Mm-hmm. And then those things would flow into a big thing called a...
Flow into any kind that could flow into a river, could flow into a lake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you name some creeks or streams or rivers in Houston?
In Texas?
In the Houston area.
In the Houston area, let's see. Very nearby, of course, is the Colorado River. Would you say rivers, streams, and creeks?
Any kind of flowing water.
Well, there's bayous, of course, Buffalo Bayou, Bray's Bayou, and Chocolate Bayou, which run through the city.
How does a bayou differ from a creek?
Let's see. A bayou in Houston